On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's actually on the 10th day of Christmas by the nuns count that I meet up with two Franciscan sisters as they're bringing books to the Learning Together Family Literacy Program in Holmen. The program promotes the education of young parents and their children.
Oh, my.
Aren't they precious?
Young mothers and kids watch as sisters Paul Lynn Instanis and Amy Taylor enter with two baskets of 64 children's books. A few moms and eager youngsters crawl toward them, staking their claims. Sister Instanis spies one that she picks to read aloud.
Oh, this is the new book. Do you know this? Let's read this one.
Helen Davig is the director of the Learning Together Family Literacy Program. Davig is delighted the sisters chose to donate to their organization. She says their nonprofit agency works with limited funds, so their gift makes a big difference.
It is so important for parents to read to their children from a very young age. And if you're on a limited income, you don't have extra money for board books that the young children can enjoy. So this is a special gift in many ways. It will help the parents interact with their children, and it will help their children get ready to read.
Melissa Soper of La Crosse agrees. She began taking part in the program after she became pregnant during high school with her 4-year-old daughter, Jessalyn. Soper says she's happy to see others helping the people that have supported her so much as a parent, a student, and a human being.
You know, if we needed groceries, if we needed just someone to talk to, they were always here for us. I just think it's really sweet.
Now Soper is close to completing her GED and enrolling in Western Wisconsin Technical College to become a medical assistant. 8 other young moms earned their GED with the help of the program last year, with 2 having gone on to college. Sister Instanis says it's a lot like the Christmas story in a way. That's part of what's driving them to lend a hand.
The idea of the season, the gift giving, and then the gift giving tied in with the mission. Education is one of our main missionary activities, and so to work with young mothers and their children, if we can empower those mothers through a program like this, it helps not only the mothers at this generation, but the next generation.
Sister Amy Taylor agrees that what they're doing is about religion and the season. However, she says it's deeper than that.
It's a value and a mission versus just kind of an exterior motive. It's an interior motive as well. If you're fake, people know. And people also know if you're genuine. And that's part of what this is a genuine act to help other people.
Sister Instanis admits when she was younger and helping others, she thought she was going to save the world.
And I realized it's not about what I'm giving. It's as much as walking with somebody in their life's journey.
For these young moms and their kids, it's made the journey a little brighter.
Ma. Who says ba? A she?
Danielle Caden, Wisconsin Public Radio in Holmen.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, it was
thank
wonderful
you.
Having all of you.
It really
thank
was.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.